This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Friday. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
There's been a lot of negativity in the marketplace following last week's WASDE report, but we were able to end this week with some more friendly news from the export sales. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave a breakdown on this week's numbers.
Good sales for corn. Came in at 1.25 million tons. The estimated range was 500 to 1.2, so just above the upper end guess. On the beans, came in as expected in the range. Came in at 781,000 tons.
This week's export sales also included a purchase from China, which has been much rarer as of late.
Yeah, been very quiet. We did sell 297,000 tons of soybeans to China today. That is a first in quite a while here for us for beans to China. A lot of the sales that we've seen going to China, whether it's corn or beans, have been switched from unknown destinations. So this being an actual legitimate flash sale to China specifically is a good sign for us.
U.S. grain prices are also still fighting for demand with Brazilian grains, and the ground has shifted a little more in Brazil's favor.
Yeah, it's gotten actually a little bit worse for us. It's gotten better for the Brazilians. As of right now, you've got about somewhere between $46 and $56 price advantage for the Brazilians on the bean side of things. On the corn side of things, it's still fairly consistent between now and the next 3.5 months, about $10 to $12 advantage for corn from the United States. So we hold the advantage on the corn side of things, the disadvantage on the soybean side of things.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.